Blanket. It is a fine September night. A thin white moon is rising over the valley. Peter is 11 years old. He is living with his father and granddad in a small house near the town. Peter is in the kitchen. He doesn't see the moon. He doesn't feel the cool September breeze blowing into the kitchen. He is looking at a red and black blanket on the kitchen table. The blanket is a gift from his father to his grandfather. It is a going-away gift. They say that Granddad is going away. That's why they call it going away. Peter doesn't really believe his dad is sending Granddad away, but there it is, the going-away gift. He understands that it is the last evening he and his granddad are having with each other. Today, the old man and the young boy wash the supper dishes. Dad is out talking with a young woman. The boy thinks his father is going to marry that woman. The old man and the boy finish the dishes and go outside to sit under the moon. "I want to play my harmonica for you," the old man says. "Do you want to listen some of the old tunes?" "Oh yes, Granddad, please," the boy says. They both love music. Granddad goes into the house and comes back in a few minutes. But instead of the harmonica, Granddad brings out the blanket. It is a big, double blanket. "Now, isn't that a fine blanket?" says the old man. "Your father is a kind man. He is giving an old man a blanket like this to go away with. It costs something. Look at the wool in it. It is for the cold winter nights. There is no other blanket like this in the house." "Oh yes, it's a fine blanket," Peter says. He gets up and goes into the house. He is very sad. He begins to cry, and he doesn't want Granddad to see his tears. He gets Granddad's harmonica. The blanket drops to the floor as the old man takes the harmonica. It is the last night they are having together. They are both sad to say a word. Granddad plays a few notes and then says, "Do you remember this one?" The thin moon is high overhead and the gentle breeze is blowing down the valley. This is the last time, Peter thinks. He is never going to hear Granddad play his harmonica again. The music ends and they sit for a few minutes in silence. Then Granddad speaks. "Don't you like that one? Okay, here is something happier." Peter isn't listening to the tune. He is looking out over the valley. He is thinking about the young woman. His father wants to marry that woman. So, she is going to be his stepmother. Can she be a good mother to him? The tune stops suddenly, and Granddad says, "It is a fine girl your father's going to marry. He feels young again with a pretty woman like that. Who wants an old fellow like me around the house, getting in the way? An old fool with all the talk about backaches and pains." He takes a deep breath and continues, "And then there may be babies coming, and I don't want to be around listening to them cry all hours of the night. No, it's the best to leave. Well, one more tune or two, and then we shall go to bed to get some sleep. In the morning, I can get my new blanket and leave the house. Listen to this. It's a bit of a sad tune, but a nice one for a night like this." They don't hear the two people coming down the road. Dad and the pretty little woman are coming from a walk around the neighborhood. Granddad hears the woman's laugh and the tune stops suddenly. Dad doesn't say a word, but the young woman walks up to Granddad and says, "I may not see you in the morning, so I want to say goodbye to you." "It's very kind of you," says Granddad, looking down at the floor. Seeing the blanket at his feet, he bends down to pick it up. "Do you see this?" he says. sounding himself like a little boy. It is a fine blanket. It is the gift of my son to go away with. Yes, the young woman says, it's a fine blanket. She takes the blanket in his hands and feels the wool. A very nice blanket indeed, she says. Then she turns to Dad and says to him coldly, it must be very expensive. Dad clears his throat. I always want him to have the best. The young woman stands there, still looking at the blanket. It's a double one, too. Yes, the old man says, it's a double one, a fine blanket for an old fellow to be going away with. The boy suddenly walks into the house. He can still hear the young woman talking about the expensive blanket. He hears his dad get angry in his slow way. A few minutes later, Peter hears the young woman leaving and comes out of the house. The young woman suddenly turns back and yells at Dad, no matter what you say, he doesn't need a double blanket. Dad looks at her with a funny look in his eye. He doesn't say a word. She is right, Dad, the boy says. Granddad doesn't need a double blanket. Both of them look at the boy surprised. The young woman is happy to hear these words from Peter. Peter goes back into the house and brings a pair of scissors. Cut it, Dad. Cut the blanket in two, he says. That's not a bad idea, says Granddad gently. I don't need such a big blanket. You can cut it into two. Yes, the boy says. A single blanket is enough for an old man. We must save the other half. It can be useful later one day. Dad turns to Peter. Now, what do you mean by that? He asks. I mean, says the boy slowly, that I can give the other half to you one day, when you are old and I'm sending you away. There is a big silence, and then Dad goes over to Granddad and stands before him, not saying a word. Granddad puts out his hand and lays it on Dad's shoulder. Peter is watching them. He hears Granddad whisper softly, "It's all right, son. I can take care of myself." "Please, forgive me, Father. You don't have to leave," says Dad. "This is your house. Please stay with us." Peter runs and hugs his father and grandfather. All three begin to cry together.